It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
In the book of Proverbs, we read these words, "A man's pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor." His name was Thomas Jefferson. He was born at Shadwell, Virginia, on April 13, 1743. He died on July 4, 1826. The date was a tribute to the man, and in between those two dates, he tied together a life of service to his fellow man. You probably remember him as the author of the Declaration of Independence, and most of all, he would have wanted you to remember him for that. He even wrote his own epitaph. He had a reason for doing so. Before his death, he gave his daughter Martha Randolph instructions to have these words inscribed on his headstone. "Here was buried Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of American Independence, of the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom, and father of the University of Virginia." You know, that's saying a lot about a man's life, any man's life. Jefferson could have put more on that headstone, you know. He could have added a long list of accomplishments. He could have stated that he had served the state of Virginia as its governor. Most of us, had we the honor of being governor, would have included it in our epitaph, but not Jefferson. Also, he could have stated that he was a member of Congress, for he was, but he didn't choose to put that on his headstone. Jefferson could have also reminded those who were to view his headstone of the fact that he was minister to France and Secretary of State. He was that, you recall, under the administration of George Washington. And that would have been something worth recalling for most of us, but not for Jefferson. From that position, Jefferson moved up to the number two man of these United States. He served as vice president under John Adams, but not even that was included on his headstone. Had he wished, Jefferson could have engraved on his headstone the fact that he was president of this country, not once, but twice. And that's an honor shared by very, very few men. But Jefferson did not consider even that fact worthy to be included in his most precious accomplishments. Most of us would agree that pride is often a vice that destroys us. We accomplish something and we cannot wait for the world to learn of our deed and praise us for doing it. And many of us keep telling people years after our accomplishment of what we once did. Some people learn how to handle pride. Jefferson was such a man. He learned how, like all people who do so, through a great desire to be a servant. Why didn't Jefferson include all those other accomplishments on his headstone? Well, he told his daughter when she sought the reason. "The things that are not on my inscription are the things the people did for me," he said. "The things that are on it are things I did for the people." That's proper control of pride. Pray to God that we can all acquire it.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.